the most popular person in the history of the Republican Party is Trump. Can you believe this?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, August 1st, 2018. Welcome to day 559. Donald Trump urged Jeff Sessions to end the Mueller investigation and, quote, stop this rigged witch hunt right now, end quote. In a morning tweet storm, Trump called Mueller's probe a terrible situation that should be stopped before it continues to stain our country any further. Rod Rosenstein is overseeing the probe since Jeff Sessions recused himself last March before Mueller was appointed. Trump has said that he would have never hired Sessions had he known that he would recuse himself from the Russia investigation. Mueller, meanwhile, has been scrutinizing Trump's tweets and statements about Sessions and James Comey as political evidence in an obstruction of justice case. Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Trump's lawyers claimed that the message was not a formal order, but rather just the President of the United States expressing his opinion. Meanwhile, Robert Mueller has referred three investigations into possible illicit foreign lobbying to New York prosecutors who are handling the Michael Cohen case. All three cases are linked to Paul Manafort, who brought other Washington lobbyists and lawyers into his work on behalf of Ukrainian politicians. These cases are examining whether those lobbyists also failed to register as foreign agents, as well as how they were paid. None of the three men have been charged with the crime, but Mueller's team has subpoenaed or requested documents from all three of their firms. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals today ruled that Trump's executive order to withhold federal funding from sanctuary cities is unconstitutional. The case now heads back to the district court for hearings on whether there's enough evidence to support a nationwide ban on the order to withhold fundings from cities that limit cooperation with immigration authorities. And finally, Trump's administration is considering another reduction in the number of refugees admitted into the United States. One plan calls for no more than 25,000 refugee resettlements next year, a cut of more than 40% from this year. The reduction would mark the lowest number of refugees admitted into the country since the program began in 1980. And in the polls, Politico says 44% of Americans say they'd vote for Joe Biden in the 2020 election, compared to 37% who say they'd vote for Trump. 80% of Democrats would choose Biden, while 78% of Republicans would choose to re-elect Trump. And Pew Research Center says an average of 7% of Democrats approve of Trump's job performance, compared with an average 84% of Republicans who approve. The 77 percentage point gap makes Trump's job approval by party the most polarized performance dating all the way back to Eisenhower. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Mike Pence vowed to protect the midterm elections from foreign interference. 2. Senate Republicans rejected a bid to spend an extra $250 million on election security for the 2018 midterms. 3. A scammer called a U.S. senator and pretended to represent a Latvian official in an attempt to get information about U.S. sanctions against Russia. 4. The Trump administration issued new insurance rules that encourage more Americans to buy inexpensive health plans, which were originally designed for short-term use. 5. The Treasury Department imposed sanctions on two Turkish officials over the detention of an American pastor who was arrested in October 2016 on accusations of spying and attempting to overthrow the Turkish government. 6. While defending stricter voter ID laws, Trump claimed that you need photo identification to buy groceries at supermarkets.
You know, if you go out and you want to buy groceries, you need a picture on a card. You need ID. You go out and you want to buy anything, you need ID and you need your picture. In this country, the only time you don't need it, in many cases, is when you want to vote for a president, when you want to vote for a senator, when you want to vote for a governor or a congressman. It's crazy. It's crazy.
And finally, Trump has made 4,229 false or misleading statements during the first 558 days of his administration, bringing him to an average of 7.6 claims per day. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.
So I said, Does that include Honest Abe Lincoln? You know, he was pretty good, right? I used to tell them all the time, the fake news, I'd say, I can be more presidential than any president in history, except for possibly Abe Lincoln with a big hat. I don't know if I can.